it up and welcome to Cars Yeah, show number 2484. Today I'm in Paris, France to talk about the state of the automotive sector in that part of the world. Well, have fun. Oui, oui. Be prepared to be inspired.
This is Cars Yeah, where you'll enjoy interviews with inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Mark Green is here to provide you with a fuel injection of automotive inspiration. So get in, sit down, buckle up, and get ready for a wild ride here on Cars Yeah.
Hello, inspiring automotive enthusiasts, and welcome to Cars Yeah. Today I'm in the beautiful city of Paris, France, with a very special guest by the name of Richard de Cabrol. Richard, welcome to Cars Yeah. Do you have any gear, and are you ready to release the clutch?
Thank you, Mark, for the invitation. I'm fully 100% ready.
All right. We'll have some fun today. Now, before we get into this very interesting business that you're involved in, I always break the ice with this question. What's one little thing that people don't know about you, Richard?
Is there something that people do not know about me?
There could be, but only you would know that.
Maybe I'm not so fan about automotive, but all people believe that I'm founder of automotive.
Okay, now that's quite interesting, given the world that you live in. Does that have to do with anything about where you live? Because over here in the United States, we hear that in Paris, they don't really like people driving around cars over there. Is that true?
A lot of people, in fact, in Paris, you can still drive cars almost everywhere. I would say some part of Paris are devoted to bicycle, to walk, but that's quite enjoyable, in fact, because the keys are more open to outside activities like sports. But it doesn't mean that you cannot drive in Paris. You can drive in Paris. There is a lot of parking space in Paris. And Sunday are devoted to old cars too. You see a lot of people driving their old cars in Paris, especially because Automobile Club de France is at the center of Paris and there is a lot of collectors, people inside of that club. So no, Paris is not... it's not against cars, not more against cars than other capitals in Europe. So, that's still a country and a city friendly to cars, and especially because I would say automotive world was born in France in the past.
There you go. Well, that's good to know. I've been to Retromobile several times there in Paris.
Yes.
And enjoying that show very much. And I always suggest to people, if you want to go to a very wonderful automotive show, that is a show to attend because of the flavor of Paris and France, but also the uniqueness of that show. The old cars, which I'm in love with, but also all the other vendors that are there. So that's a spectacular event. I've got to get back over there to go to that. But today we're going to be talking about you. So let me give you an introduction here. Richard de Cabrol is the general director of Grand Prix ACF Autotech, a new French-based accelerator that helps select companies grow, promoting efficiency and sustainability. Each year they hold a contest to choose the top automotive startup that will be nurtured by the accelerator. Based in Paris, France, they leverage the expertise of local companies, including some big names like Renault, Forvia, Plastic Omnium, Credit, Argicol, my French is very poor, so thanks for putting up with me today, Fidal, and Motul, I know that name. These companies are part of the mentorship and growth of promising young companies. Grand Prix ACF Autotech winners receive a €35,000 in capital.
That's subsidized even, because in fact we do not ask something in return, so that's not investment, that's money we give to the startups and we don't ask something back to them. So they keep their capital for them. That's something to help them to grow, because it's inside of the association, because in fact, Automobile Club de France is an association with no lucrative goal in France. So it cannot take stakes of startups. So it gives to the startup money, but without taking stock of the company.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, it sounds like your main focus is to help companies succeed. So that's going to start our conversation here. But first, a word from our sponsors. So we'll give them a little break and we'll be right back. Are you ready to take charge of your financial future? Then let me introduce you to Capitalize Your Finances. It's an online course designed to empower you with the knowledge and tools for mastering your money. This course will help you lay out the ins and outs of budgeting, the importance of emergency funds, investing strategies, and how to plan for a secure retirement. All this presented by financial planner Chris Paniotou. Chris has developed this course to help you effectively navigate your world of finance with confidence. Stop stressing about money and start taking control. Enroll in Capitalize Your Finance online course today and pave your way to financial success. To learn more, go to capitalizepodcast.com/courses, or better yet, go to the Cars Yeah website show notes page for today's show and click on the link under Capitalize Your Finances. You'll be glad you did. Do it today. Hey, guess what? Some of you regular listeners will remember back in 2019, I created 10-11 shows called Cars Yeah TV, where I went to some fabulous locations of past Cars Yeah guests, and we did a TV show about it. Well, they're up on the Cars Yeah YouTube channel. So go check it out at YouTube. Just type in Cars Yeah, and the shows will be there for you to enjoy. I hope you have fun watching. For several years now, you've heard me talk about Linkage Magazine. I've been a subscriber since the start. Their talented and creative team brings you a spectacular publication and website that shares the automotive passion from a worldwide perspective. Linkage is about driving, restoring, collecting, and firsthand experience at collector car auctions and more. They bring you real-world values plus rational, experienced opinions on the current markets. They cover the automotive world and the people who share our passions. And Linkage Magazine has grown, mailing you 6 issues annually. Join me on this journey with Linkage. They're geared for the automotive life. You can subscribe at linkagemag.com. So, Richard, I want to learn a lot more about what you're doing, because we were put together today because of the way that you are helping young companies get into the automotive world. Very expensive, very hard to do these days. Tell me about, where did Grand Prix ACF Autotech start? How did it start? And more importantly, what is it all about?
Yeah, so Grand Prix ACF Autotech started 7 years ago. So we are at the 7th edition. And in fact, it was the collaboration between the educational world and the oldest automobile club of the world, which is Automobile Club de France. So in fact, it started by a collaboration between ESSEC Automotive Club, which is the club of automotive of professional people of automotive that have been graduated from the business school called ESSEC in Paris, which is the second business school in France and one of the top one in Europe. And in fact, within the educative world, because we made an alliance between engineering and business schools that are not ESSEC in France too, we found some founders of startups. So the first idea was to think that we could find people funding startups inside of those ecosystem of education in France before they go on stage. Because we are thinking there is already a lot of contest, a lot of accelerator already in mobility in France and Europe. Mm-hmm. What we bring more to that stage? We bring young entrepreneurs from those schools that we discover within our network, within those alumni, I would say, by network of schools. And in fact, we found other entrepreneurs from, I would say, everywhere, some self-made man, people that didn't do their education in those institutions. And then we wanted to merge the educational world with Automobile Club de France, because in fact, as Automobile Club de France was founded by the founders of automotive, the brands like De Dion Bouton, like Renault, like Peugeot started at Automobile Club de France. They gathered and say, hey guys, and if we created a club about automotive, and that's the first club in the world before AAA in America. And in fact, it's born in 1895.
Oh, wow.
So that's a very old club
yes,
in the world.
Absolutely.
It's located on the prestigious Place de la Concorde in Paris, close to the Hôtel de Crillon, in front of the obelisk, very close to the Champs-Élysées.
Yep.
And so that's a very prestigious place. In fact, as it was called the Maison de l'Automobile, so the home of automotive in the past, we wanted to create the House of Autotech. the Maison de l'Autotech, with the new founders of a new generation of entrepreneurs in automotive. And that's the story we wanted to tell by creating that contest. And as every other contest, we are focusing on mobility. We really wanted to focus on automotive because automotive is an under-segment of mobility. We get out of it bicycles, scooters, trottinettes, like we say in France. And in fact, we focus on saying, yes, we can still innovate in automotive. Automotive is not dead. And especially in response to what you said at the beginning of that conversation about the fact that capitals in Europe try to remove automotive from the cities. So we try to say, no, we can live with them. We can make them innovate more. Innovate in more sustainable solutions and providing new mobility services with less pollution and less disease to people and to cities and to the environment in general. So we wanted to select startups that answer four thematics of automotive. First is manufacturing. Second is design. Third is commercialization of the automotive. And then the last topic is how to use the automotive in today's world. So maybe we could reward some startups, for example, that innovate even in bicycle and scooter, because startups within what we call mobility as a service provide a full package of mobility solution to people that can come from bicycle to automotive. But if inside of the offer, automotive is there, they are eligible to compete in the contest and to get the acceleration program we provide to them.
Very nice. I love this.
That's the story. And one little thing I would like to precise is that we are very proud about 7 years of existence because none of our finalists thinks the very beginning. So there are 6 startup finalists each year. So already 6 years, you made the count. It's 36 startups that didn't go to bankrupt at any time. So statistic in startup world is 90% of the startups right. go to bankrupt.
Right.
The selection is so good and our experts are so good in what they do that we selected startups like Liv. And that's really a success for us. We are very proud of that.
Well, you should be. Congratulations, because it is a brutal industry for many reasons. Yeah. You mentioned the wonderful Hotel Crillon. Last time I was in Paris, before they did their remodel, I stayed at that hotel. And as you walk out the door and turn left, you go down and there's the automobile facility there you talked about, the club. And I got to go in. I was invited by a person that was at the Retromobile event and got to go in and enjoy that. That building and that facility is absolutely quite spectacular. I have to get back there, though. Since the Hotel Crillon has completely remodeled, my understanding. So I'm sure it's even more extravagant and wonderful than it was.
But Mark, if you come back by 24th of April, you can come back to Automobile Club de France. You are my guest.
There you go.
If you wear a tie and a suit, you can come.
I think I have
on
one of those.
24th April. in Paris, if you're there, you can come and stop by.
Well, thank you very much. That would be absolutely spectacular. I think I had one of the best breakfasts I've ever had at that hotel every morning.
This time it would be the best diner.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mentioned, and you mentioned some very big names in the French automotive world that you work with and that you help. Can you talk about the roles that those companies play in the automotive sector and with what you do?
In fact, in France, we have the chance to live within a very small automotive world. We are all the skills, the facility, the suppliers we need to build a car from A to Z. For example, we have Michelin, which is manufacturing tires. We have Plastic Omnium, Forvia, Valeo, who are tier one suppliers. We have Renault and Stellantis that are large OEM in the world. And so, in fact, we have all the facilities to help an ecosystem on automotive innovation to develop. So that's the basis of why we try to look for partners to get along with us inside of that contest. And those ones who agreed to support innovation, to support startups, and to get them on board in next year generation cars are Renault, Plastic Omnium, Forvia, Motul as key automotive players. We have a bank Crédit Agricole, and we have a law firm because legal is very important, especially in Europe, maybe less in the United States. That's Fidel that is coming along with us. So in fact, what we saw during that time is that all those large companies developed in a way to improve their relationship with startups, or to implement them into product, or to co-develop with them, or to invest in them. So in fact, with those key players, so on our side, that's one OEM and two tier one plus one supplier of lubricant. In fact, Motul is very much involved in investment in new startups to develop their offer in new product that are different of lubricant, because yes, of course, with electric cars developing, there is less need maybe or other opportunities outside of lubricants. And then Renault Forvia and Plastic Omnium are very much involved in co-developing with our startup. For example, I cannot say much, but I think our last winner, that is an American startup, Brad Rosen and Lodar, are quite very happy to have been in touch with those three key players in France, because that's a very tiny world where everyone knows each other, and you can just go straight into a car just speaking to French actors. So that's very interesting for us and for the startups to connect with them. And in fact, in our jury members, we have a top executive from those companies. We have Gilles Lebon, the director, the chief technology officer of all Renault Group, of all the brands. We have Stéphane Priamy, so the general manager of Crédit Agricole Consumer Finance. He has billions under his hand. We have Félicie Burel, general manager, of Plastic Omnium. And we have Patrick Koller, who is the CEO of Forvia. Forvia is the seventh tier one supplier in the world. So in fact, they have all the power to boost a startup, to boost the technology within the car. And that's great to see that at the beginning, maybe that contest, that accelerator was shown as something that's very fun for old people in the old automobile club to have fun about technology. But know that serious things, that's a serious game. CEOs of Forvia won't come to the Grand Prix SF Autotech if there was no business interest to do that. So that's a very clear message to startups all over the world. First, because Lodar won last year, that we are open to foreign startups. They can apply, they can win, they can engage with those people, and as well compete in front of French startups. Once there is a jury member that said to me, listen, Richard, you kept open the application to foreign startups. We should create a prize devoted to France. I said, okay, stop. That's an Indian reserve that you want to create to protect French startups from the foreign world. I said that's a very bad message to send. I want foreign startups to fight against French startups and the best win. Uh-huh. And with no distinction about where they come. In fact, we are very happy to show to French actors American technology, because maybe we can put the hand on it and have it as a differentiator in front of OEM from USA. So that's even a competitive advantage to welcome those foreign startups within the country. And I think that if at some point of time they open an office in France, they will enjoy it as you, food and wine and cheese here. The quality of life is very high.
Well, of course, yeah. Nothing like competition. I think that's a wonderful way to approach this entire thing. I'll tell you something interesting. Most of the tools in my garage are French. Facom tools.
Oh,
yeah. Over two decades ago, the company I was part of, we imported Facom tools and sold them here in the U.S. We were the first company to do that in a large scale with the direct mail catalog business. Wonderful tools. I got to go and visit their facility, tour how the tools are made. And I think to this day, they're still some of the finest tools that are available. People were always surprised going, French tools, what? But we brought them to the United States a long, long time ago. So there you go. I want to talk a little bit about inspiration. What inspires you to be a part of this organization?
In fact, I think one of the reasons I've quite inspired by working for it is that I created it together with all the other founders. So I feel like it's a little bit of my baby. So that's why most of the time, some people said to me, "Ah, Richard, after 7 years, when do you stop taking care of Grand Prix SF Autotech?" I said, "Maybe never. Maybe on my dead body, that's possible." Then I find it fascinating as the innovation world. In fact, that started with the development of internet tools, for example, marketplaces in all terms. But we move very quickly to new technology in EV, new technology in hydrogen, new technology, very much technical things, very hardware. Now we move to software. In fact, what I like and what I love in that context, because I work as well for an OEM, I cannot tell the name, but you can guess it. We launch a contest with a thematic, saying, yes, well, we want to look for startups in charging station. We want to look for services based on software. We want whatever. And what I like about that contest at Accelerator is that when we launch the call for project, we say, bring your innovation. We have no topics. I said to you, four thematics, of course, to keep within the automotive world, yes. But we are not very precise, not very specific, because we want to be surprised by innovation. And that's what I like in that contest, is that I'm waiting for the application to come to then discover the innovation. I do not think about the innovation before getting the applications. And that way, we discovered, for example, 2 years ago, a startup that got back lithium elements from water. And we discovered lithium stock in a region in France, thanks to that technology, which is very rare. Now, this year, we have a startup that transports plants into nickel.
Wow.
How could I imagine, before sending the application, that I would get a startup that transforms plant into nickel? So they said we do not need more mines. We need just farms of transformed plants that grow very quickly and that we can transform into nickel, because that's not for normal consumption. And I think that's quite innovative. Oh, of wow. course, we do not know if that startup this year that will win, but I said that's quite impressive. I'm quite impressed. So what inspired me by doing that contest is that surprise I have each year. And I thanks a lot to the partners, because as you can understand, the startup about lithium, the startup about nickel are very much raw materials. So that's not something that is right into the business of Renault, Plastic Omnium and Forvia. But they allow me to look for new business, so on a wide scale. And even if it doesn't enter directly to their business, even if they use nickel, even if they use lithium. And then thanks to them, we are quite open to very new technology and very disruptive, because we do not ask for a specific one. That's inspiring to me.
Well, that's the great thing about competition. It blossoms minds, and you never know what will come from it. That'll be a better, faster way to do it. What is the biggest challenge for startups these days in the automotive sector?
I would say these days, and especially because we have a credit crunch today all over the world, is accession to funds. Last year, we had 2 billion euro invested in transportation startups, so that's still a huge number. We are, I think, the second country in Europe in terms of investment. In that term, UK is in front of us. But I would say that today, is that clearly raise funds, but with normal conditions, because most of the time the conditions are so hard that either the entrepreneur has the choice to dilute his part of the company and give a lot of parts of the company in exchange of the money, or they choose to not raise funds, or they cannot raise funds. So today, access to funding is very crucial. Then, your challenge is the automotive sector, and especially for those startups working with OEM and tier one supplier, is to find the matching point connection between their technology and the technology of a car. Someone said to me, working with a startup is like taking a car and trying to put it in a train while running. And that's quite, I think maybe there is some movie scene in Mission Impossible, or maybe in James Bond, I don't know, for a car coming into a train.
Yep.
But it happens only in movies, and when you try to do this in real life, that's very difficult. So I would say that another challenge is to find the interest point on how to match to the pace of OEM, to the pace of Tier 1 to develop, and so that they are able to either buy the product or co-develop a new product together, and that's really, really hard to achieve each year. We are quite lucky because I think maybe year after year, we find startup matching more and more the needs of our partners. And I feel that it's easier year after year. But that's still very difficult to find the matching point, find the best use case that is most interesting for the startups and for the OEM to be sure to go onto the market. Because otherwise, the choice of a startup would be to do as Elon Musk. Create a new car brand and create the car from A to Z. But that's a little bit difficult. Maybe it happened once, maybe it won't happen twice, or either if you have the support of China government, it can help.
Amazing what that guy's done. Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit more about you. We talked a lot about the business and about the industry, but let's get into your world a little bit, Richard. What is one special vehicle that stood out for you in your life?
It's a French brand. It's a Bugatti Type 35B.
Okay. That's now you've got my attention.
That's a race, that's a race car from 1925. It's 250 horsepower. It goes very fast. You have your arm close to the wheel. You do not have windows in front of you, around you. When I was quite young, but in 2007, I found an owner of that car, that Jewel, in the street. I asked him to run into his car. He said yes. And I think that's the best experience of driving a car in my life. I drove sports car, but I never had the same feeling. It was quite incredible. So I understand why, you know, for example, when you run a luxury car in streets, sometimes you get anger from people. They try to destroy a little bit of it with keys, whatever. They have anger against it. I never saw a car creating a feeling of sympathy like this. All the people were looking at it and with a sympathetic way, a sympathetic face, because it's so old. It's really nice to them.
That's the one of the joys of old cars. They seem to bring a smile to everyone's face.
Yeah. Then you cannot remove the smile even during the night. You keep smiling. You do not sleep. You smile. You're happy to have put your body in it.
That's quite a special car. Have you been to the Schump Museum there in France with the Bugatti Museum, the Schump?
Never.
Oh, you've got to go.
Never. I always said to myself, I should do the wine roads because there are great white wines in that region. And the Museum Schlumpf, it would be great. I should.
Yes, you should. Absolutely. It's been a long time since I've been there, and they've redone the place since I was there, but it is quite spectacular. I like to play car psychologist. So I'm going to crawl into your mind a little bit here. Okay, Richard? If you were reincarnated, manifest as a vehicle, what would you be and why?
Maybe I would be again, but in fact, you're in front. I said at the beginning of the call that I was not a car enthusiast, but in fact, I'm a little bit.
Okay, we got you there. We got you there.
But especially that brown Bugatti. And in fact, I would be the Bugatti Type 57 Atalante. Because in fact, I feel it comes from, the book, of Jules Verne, 20 milieux sous les mers, with the Captain Nemo, and the Nautilus. I feel like it's the Nautilus, that car.
Yeah.
And I like that design. That is very much inspiring to me. I'm quite sad that today we are not able to produce such a design that creates so much emotion and that makes you feel you're underwater. I'm so good in swimming, but I like the idea of that car feeling like an immersive boat. and very strong, I would say, vehicle, such like the Nautilus. And when I see that car, I feel it's just the Nautilus. Because, yes, I'm quite much a movie fan, and the version with Kirk Douglas was quite great.
Okay, there we go. We got there. How about a great book that you could recommend to our listeners?
A great book?
Yes.
My favorite book, I would take an English one, that's The Silmarillion from Tolkien. Tolkien that produced The Lord of the Ring. And Silmarillion is quite of the legendary part behind of The Lord of the Ring. And I love those little stories inside, because that's a compilation of little stories about life in Middle-earth. And I love the heroic fantasy. Maybe that's a match point with the Nautilus and the Bugatti.
Okay, there you go. So I like to enable my guests to go on what I call the ultimate drive. So I'm going to park any vehicle in your driveway, and you can take it on a drive anywhere in the world. But here's the key part. You can take anybody with you, including somebody from the past who's no longer with us. So what does the ultimate drive look like for you, Richard?
I would love to take on a road trip David Lynch.
With David Lynch? Okay, and why is that?
Yeah, because I love all of these movies, maybe a part one. And I think that when there were COVID restriction in the world, we had the chance maybe to win, for caritative reason, to win a coffee with David Lynch, and I tried to win this. So if, as I lost it, I think that if you make me choose who to drive on a road trip with, then it's David Lynch, because I think that's a very nice person. In addition to being a very talented movie director. And I would say, confess that maybe I try to do my own movie, by the way, and I would get some advice and some opinion from him to get the job done in a good way.
Ah.
And I like the fact that when you see his movies, and I think that's a very interesting guy with a philosophical view on life. It is very interesting. And I like the fact that when you see it, you feel a little bit like in a dream. Maybe that's connected to my interest in two heroic fantasy books.
Sure.
Because that's a little bit of a dream. And when you see the David Lynch movies, that's a dream too. And I would love, because I'm pretty sure that he knows how to speak French, because I feel like he's very keen on French culture. I would love to make him discover some French movies.
If you're going to go on this drive with David Lynch, what vehicle am I going to have to park in your driveway?
Is that Bugatti tips?
Another Bugatti. I see a trend here.
No, I'm fond of that brand, in fact. Or maybe it's a Renault 5 electric, but because it's a fun, new, cool car that could appear in a David Lynch movie with a cool character.
All right. We'll see what we can do about that. Richard, you've taken us on a wonderful journey today, and I can't thank you enough for spending time and sharing what you're doing there with the company. Could you leave us with some parting words of wisdom or advice?
Carpe diem.
Yes.
That's because I love a circle of lost poetries with Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. Circle. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, absolutely.
So carpe diem.
Okay.
Like would say John Keating.
Yes, carpe diem, absolutely. How can people learn more about Grand Prix ACF Autotech?
Yeah, Grand Prix ACF Autotech can be found, of course, on internet, www.grandprixacfautotech.com. There is, of course, an English version. Everything is not in French. And there we will have all the information, the next date to apply for the startups, the next date to see the show for people that know how to speak French, because the show is in French, unfortunately, because we are going live streaming of the show on 24 April night. Oh. We have the full show. And of course, you will see the question from Brad Rosen from Nodar asked in English. Some of our contenders come from Germany, Another one is French, but the founder is English speaking. So some of the startups will speak English during the night. So everything won't be French. And on that website, it can find information on us. And I would say in Google News now, I think we have plenty of articles in no English because we want now to speak to foreign courage, to be sure that people outside of France discover the startups that make innovation in France. And Automobile Club de France, you can find it writing on Google, Automobile Club de France, and that's a very beautiful building. And I give the advice to all American people that come to visit, and foreign people, I would say, that come to visit France and Paris, to go to Place de la Concorde to see that building, because that's a very beautiful building from the outside, as you saw, Mark.
It's absolutely spectacular. I'll put links on Richard's show notes page on the Cars Yeah website. You can find that on the Cars Yeah website. Also want to do a shout out thank you to Dee Dee Rudenstein. She's the president and CEO of Propel Strategic Communications. She's the one that introduced me to Richard. So merci, Dee Dee.
Merci, Dee Dee.
There you go. Absolutely. Richard, merci. Thank you for being so generous.
It was my pleasure to speak to you. It was very nice. Very nice call. So I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Next time we see each other, I hope that it's the Hotel Creon for dinner and some fun in Paris.
You say to me, you know, even if you do not come on 24th April for the night of Compre SF, you just drop me an email, and then I tell you, you can come for a diner or lunch at Automobile Club de France. I'm a member of it. I can invite you. That's my pleasure.
Well, that would be very kind. Actually, that date, I will be in La Jolla, California, at the La Jolla Concours event, enjoying a bunch of old cars and a couple French cars, no doubt. But mostly, I want to thank you for all your time today. Until you and I talk again, my friend, I'll see you down the road. Au revoir.
Thank you, Mark.
Here at Cars Yeah, it's all about inspiration. And our charity of choice is TechForce Foundation, where it's all about making a positive difference in young people's lives. TechForce helps young adults discover their talents and passions for all things automotive, with a mission of helping students develop a career as a professional technician. TechForce awards nearly $2 million in scholarships every year for students to pursue technical education, and they support hands-on activities, events, and mentorships across the country, working to change the outdated perceptions of these careers. Auto techs are in high demand, but the supply of qualified technicians is critically short. They need your help to fuel their mission. Learn more and join me in supporting them at techforce.org.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's ride here at Cars Yeah. Drive on over to carsyeah.com to find show notes and inspiring automotive fun. Download your free copy of Filler Up, a fun book filled with gorgeous photographs of fuel filler fun, including quotes from more inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Download your copy today, and we'll see you next time on Cars Yeah!